In the shadows, there are those who seek truth, who confront the darkness with courage and determination.
Whether acknowledged or not, you find yourself engaged in a relentless spiritual war. Irrespective of your awareness, an unseen adversary seeks to destroy you, not only in this life, but also in the next. Regardless of your location on this planet, you reside in a fiercely contested battlefield, and escaping this conflict feels impossible.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your suspense announcer. Due to condition... Oh, just a moment, please.
Welcome to Truth and Shadow, your guide through the supernatural. I am your host, BT, and this is A Shadow Short. Let's navigate the unknown on this brief journey into the depths of mystery.
Greetings, listeners. Today, The Shadow Short is part of a conversation that I had with William Ramsey on the Smiley Face Killers. It's a short, simple little conversation that I had as I was starting to gain some investigation curiosity into what these murders are and the strangeness that has grown up around them, almost a mythology, almost a mystery. The murders are mysterious, the understanding of the circumstances are all mysterious, the investigations, all the details that are associated with what have been branded as Smiley Face Killers murders have been a puzzle. And a couple of my friends have been interested in this. I've grown a little interested in this aspect of the mysteries of these murders. And I thought I would begin to talk about some of this with William Ramsey, kind of get a foothold on it. So we talk about some of the curiosities about the Smiley Face Killers. We talk a little bit about similarities that may exist between famous people and circumstances in the late 40s. I hope you enjoy this brief conversation. Thank you for listening.
The smiley face is one of their symbols. Yeah, it's a group. They are specifically after younger college-aged men.
Yeah.
So far, no women associated with their killings.
Not the death-wise. There's not this kind of thing of like a strain of women being found in water. There's one or two here and there. There was actually a big case in the UK of this type of death. I forgot her name offhand, but it was in the last couple of years. But that was just one. But there's just so many hundreds of men. It's really strange.
Yeah, so can we talk about some of your research, some of these stories?
I mean, you can have it like in the most recent year. I mean, this is a perfect example of how strange this is. In Austin, Texas, they have this Lady Bird Lake, right? And in the last year, they found five bodies in that lake of people who disappeared either on Rainy Street or one of these streets, later to be found dead in water. It was a new phenomenon. And people in Austin had no idea of the magnitude of this event because they just saw it as this one event that happened in their metropolitan area. But it was just one of these cases that are happening in New York, Boston, etc. And then the same thing happened in Chicago. There were literally 10 bodies in an 18-month period found in waterways in Chicago. And so it opened up people's like, what is this thing? What is this, a new thing? Why are people being found in water? And the FBI agents are like, yeah, this is a serial killer. So it really picked this kind of phenomena picked up after the end of the pandemic. So 2022, 2023. So it's really picked up. And this is kind of the season too, is like when it gets colder and people are more likely to kind of be walking alone and vulnerable. It's like when these bodies start piling up.
Interesting. And it's clearly evidence that these bodies are dumped. They're not killed there.
No.
they're not drowned in water. They're usually all the other evidences of being some other way, isn't it?
Seems like it. I mean, the, one of the things that this thing is, because the cops just rule it an accidental drowning, oftentimes they're not doing a thorough job of determining the cause of death or if there's water in their lungs or things like that. So it's really not, and a lot of that stuff isn't publicized either. A lot of these police investigations are kept internal in any police department. So the public doesn't really know some of the details, but yeah. In my mind, they are killed somewhere else or drugged and dumped in water or something very strange is happening. But it's no, they're not tripping and falling. I mean, it's like some of these people, the public assumes that they've had 10 beers and 10 shots and are super vulnerable. But some of these guys are not drinking. And some of them only have one or two drinks and start undergoing personality change like they got drugged, which is also telling. Like, why did Bob just run out of here and not say bye or something? You know, like sometimes that happens. So there is an association with like roofies and GHB and things like that in some of these cases.
Yeah, because people who die from drowning, the typical autopsy report is going to show frothy blood in the airway. Right, basically they've burbled some blood. There will be water in the stomach. But then, because those two things, they can be simulated by putting a body in water. The ones that aren't is a cerebral edema and these hemorrhages around in the brain. So as oxygen is deprived, your brain goes through a shock, if you will, and parts of the blood vessels in the brain start popping. And according to most analyses, drowned victims die high. And that's
what do you
not
mean by that?
What I mean by that is they will enter into an alternate state of consciousness. The edema basically tricks their brain into thinking that they are okay, that they are in a good place, a happy place.
Yeah, no, I mean, and the thing that distinguishes all the cases that I've researched is they're at night. Like, so these aren't your standard kind of like holiday drowning events or somebody who can't swim or things like that. And one of the other oddities is that these men are usually in pretty good shape. If not, they're great athletes. Like they come from college athletics programs and stuff. So they're the opposite of the kind of hapless, clumsy person who, you know, could drown. And a lot of these places they're found, it's 3 feet of water. All you got to do is stand up. So assuming that like they're drunk to get to the water and then all of a sudden they lose all capacity. Some people said they just immediately gulp water and then they're gone. Yeah, and that doesn't make
any sense. That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't fit anything I've ever read. But I do find so far the reports are these are white men.
Well, I think the original analysis, and I think the conclusions of the original investigators is that it was a majority kind of white Caucasian men.
Successful.
Going to be a, you know, how many people graduate from college? What's the percentage of the population?
It's real 20, low.
20, yeah. 25%.
Right.
So these are kind of successful. They made it into college. They are, you know, probably going to have a positive impact on the world. So it's kind of like, that's a commonality of all these cases. They're all middle class, which is odd. So where's the rich kids who this happens to? And also, they also seem to also have a future. Like they're ambitious and they're skilled. They're athletes and they look, you know, they're those types of people. So, but the more recent cases, it's kind of now spread out. It's not just your kind of white guys. There's a lot of African Americans and a lot of South Asian, they call them, or Indian, like actual real Indian people, has been very common in recent cases in the last year.
And after reading about, and actually after we spoke about the Order of Nine Angles, there seems to be almost a corollary between the smiley face agenda and this, the Order of Nine Angles theme.
Yes. Yeah, I know. It's very odd. And that's kind of what attracted me to the Order of Nine Angles. I have a section in my book about a researcher named Igor Sarsky, who was the one who kind of turned me on to my interest in the Order of Nine Angles for that reason. It wasn't like researching occult groups. It was because their ideas kind of overlap with this whole smiley face phenomenon. And I've researched some of their websites and things like that. They use the smiley face, the Order of Nine Angles does. And if you really want to have a bad day and you don't think that the Order of Nine Angles ideology is in the common culture, all you have to do is watch Ed Sheeran's Bad Habits video. And it is like a play on the Order of Nine Angles ideology. The sun goes down. They transform themselves into vampires. They're hunting the mundanes. There's all these, they're special. They're above the law. And then the sun comes up and they become human beings again. But one of the interesting segments within that video is Ed Sheeran kind of flying through the smiley face balloons section, yellow balloons, right?
They're
standard.
Yellow.
Standard. Yeah.
Smiley face.
Absolutely. So that is a D. And that, I mean, I just used an example of how much that song has permeated global culture, is that on YouTube alone, it has 500 million views. But that was like a close to a number one song or top 10 song in nations all around the world. And it's like, and we can go into, I mean, I've done a show with the PsyOp Cinema where we traced Ed Sheeran's friendship with a band called Bring Me the Horizon, which, you know, the horizon comes up in the morning as the sun comes up, right? So they're out late at night. But Bring Me the Horizon has done a guest songs or collaborated with an artist by the name of Grimes, who is...
Yeah.
Yep.
One of the parents of Elon Musk's kids.
Yes, yes, correct.
Yeah, there was somebody who had made a connection between Elon Musk and Parsons L. Ron Hubbard and the Scarlet Woman being Grimes.
Interesting. It wouldn't surprise me at all. So, yeah, I think that she is pretty much close to a techno witch, is in my
That's
opinion.
That's a good call.
Yeah, so. And the fact that he changed his thing to X and all that stuff, like even the X, we can go, it's X-Men,
X
on the Babylon, Seal of
Well,
Babylon.
I mean, the thing is the smiley face, if we were to take the idea of the smiley face, not just merely the killers or the nine Order of Nine Angles, but if we were to trace it back, it really starts getting a pop-off in the 1950s in California, Southern California. But more importantly, in the counterculture revolution that's kicking off there with the hippies. And then that drives us back to Laurel Canyon.
Right. I heard that it goes back to Burroughs. So it's part of like the transgressive literature. Burroughs is kind of the same, you know, he's in that same line that goes through Palahniuk, right? Fight Club. And who's the other author? It's a French guy. I can't remember his name right now. But yeah.
No, it's all part of a Philip K. Dick world, if you ask me.
Kind of, yeah. It's wild.
Fantastic, William. I appreciate your time, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Thanks for having me on. Good to be with you.
Thank you for listening. This is a free podcast based upon the value for value model. If you find value in this or any episode, you can return that value by liking the show, subscribing to this channel, leaving a review, or sharing with a friend on your social media accounts. You can also donate on my website. Thank you again. This is BT for Truth and Shadow Podcast. You are the light in the darkness.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.